The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, la brakata kaba italebo shokoro basita, mantelebo karantos katalaba areto kastiki bashanta. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be unto you, O Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father. We bless your name this morning. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of another day. We thank you for the gift of another week. The year has begun to progress. We are progressing with you, Lord. We are progressing with you, Lord. We are progressing in you. We are progressing in you. We are progressing in you. Lord, we are progressing in you. We are progressing with you and 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 in you. Somebody need to write that down. We are progressing with you and in you, Lord. We are progressing with you and in you, Lord. Ile baba rokoto kabara kata kabayo koto. Le baba rokoto keba lekete keba rokoto. Le baba rakata kabayo koto kabaya kata kabaya. We are progressing with you, O God, in you. We are progressing in you and with you. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you, we uplift you. Is there anything that we can do without you? Ile baba, is there anything that we are without you? Father, it is you, O Lord. This morning, we are gathered to say it is the Lord. We are gathered to say it is the Lord. We are gathered to say it is the Lord. We are gathered to say it is the Lord. What have we achieved without you, O Lord? What can we achieve without you, O Lord? We are gathered to say it is you, O Lord. We are gathered this morning to say it is you. We are gathered this morning just to say it is you. Everything we are saying this morning is that it is you. It is you. It is you, Lord. It is you. It is you. It is you. It is you. It is you, Lord. It is you. It has nothing to do, O God, with our cleverness. It has nothing to do with our cleverness. It has nothing to do with our cleverness. We are gathered to say it is you. 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 Liba barakata kaba yakata. Liba barakata kaba likete keba yokoto. Liba barokoto ki liba bar. We are gathered to say it is you, O God. We are gathered to say it is you, O Lord. It has nothing to do with our ability. It has nothing to do with our ability. It has nothing to do with our ability. Nothing to do, nothing to do, nothing to do with our ability. Nothing to do with our ability. Nothing to do with our ability. It has nothing to do with our ability. It has nothing to do with our ability. It is nothing to do with our smartness. It has 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 nothing to do with our connection. It has nothing to do with our connections. It has nothing to do with our connections. O Lord, it has everything to do, O God, with you, O Lord. It has everything to do with you, O Lord. It has everything to do with you, O Lord. It has everything to do with you this morning. It has everything to do. It has everything to do. Lord, this morning we are gathered to say, it has everything to do with you. 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 It has everything to do with you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Glory be to your holy name. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We exalt you. We uplift you. I thank you for everyone, oh God, that has come online. I bless your holy name, oh God, for the lives of each and every one of us, oh God. We are grateful, oh God, unto you, for it is in you we live and move and have our being. Glory be to your holy name, oh God. We exalt you and uplift you and say, Yahweh is your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you this morning, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you this morning to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House, Podcast of Deliverance, Assemblies of God, Church House of Destiny, located at Kotobadi down near Ebony Hotel. Yes, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Enoch Boja Worldwide as our technicians. Beloved, this morning, I welcome you specially once again. And I say we are welcome back online after a 1 week break. One thing I realize is that I now understand what God was telling me about the spirit that is ruling now. There is a spirit that is ruling, and if you are not careful and you become a victim of that spirit, you have lost your way. It is a spirit that makes people to lose their way. The moment there is a break and they come back, the numbers go down. It means that people are distracted. People are not alert. People are distracted. In fact, God showed me two spirits that are ruling. The spirit of distraction. That is D-I-S-T-R-A. Not destroying. The spirit that takes your mind off. The spirit that occupies you unnecessarily. The spirit that puts your mind on other things. So the spirit of distractions and the spirit of drive, driving. Yes, people must keep on moving. Something must be going on. Every on Facebook, every day, drive, drive. And God is showing me how that spirit is killing people. People cannot rest their mind. People cannot just be. There is no time that people are just relaxed, that they are not on Facebook, that they are not on anything, that they are just walking about in their garden, walking barefooted on the ground, I mean, looking at flowers, looking at nature. There is no time. There is drive, 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 drive. Even when there is no program at church, instead of people to just go through the messages that they have heard, the things that they have been taught, instead of people just listening, they have to attend a program somewhere. They have to go somewhere. You have missed the way. The Lord was teaching me, and I don't know, my God, this thing you are showing me, they look so simple, but they are terrible. Terrible. Beloved, we should not be affected with the spirit of distraction and drive. God doesn't drive us. God leads us. The Holy Spirit does not drive us. The Holy Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit does not distract us. He keeps us on focus on things. So once again, this morning, I thank God for as many as are already, online. I was asking somebody, why is it that when we come online, the numbers are slow? The person was saying that when you break, some people go to other places because they must have something going on. My God, that is good. That is good. But they must know that we are back. We are back so that you don't become a victim of the spirit of distractions and drive. I tell you that I will see many things. And that is why my life is becoming more simple and then more reserved because of the things God is showing me. Why are people dying? I just saw online that the chief executive of Access Bank died with the wife and the son in the helicopter crash. One of his assistants was to go with him. But then he just called later that, boss, I'm sorry, I cannot go with you. All of them were going to die. You think this thing just happened? Drive. Something must go on. Drive. Drive. An activity must go on. Drive. Drive. We have been driven toward untimely death. Drive is a spirit that is ruling. God show me. Distractions. Is there any time that one is not on phone? Is there any time that one will just stay around and sit in the armchair just watching some movie that will cause you to laugh? Is there any time that one will just walk about on the compound with barefooted? Is there any time that one will just go into the garden trying to check, the flowers? Is there any time? There must be an activity. I must be online. I must be doing this. I must be doing that. I remember there was a time in the church that the reason why we decided, there was a time that we say department should meet after Wednesday, after so so and so, department should meet Thursday, Tuesday, no program. Surprisingly, some department decided to put their program there. The reason is that, when are you going to sit at home with your family? When are you going to have time to just talk, to just sit around? I was surprised that people put something there. Before I realized, after 1 year, one day, I stood on the pulpit to make a comment. And I said, you see, then after that, this thing, my deacons look at me and they laugh. They say, Pastor, who told you? Who told you that Thursday is free? Who told you that Tuesday is free? Come here on Thursday. So and so, they are meeting on Thursday. So and so, they are meeting on Tuesday. From that day, I shut my mouth. The spirit of God, drive. Drive. Killing spirit. Look at the way. What are we seeing? Gone too soon. What a shock. Gone too soon. What a shock. Gone too soon. What a shock. Today, 40 years, celebration of life. 50 years, celebration of life. 60 years, celebration of life. That is not celebration of life. It's celebration of untimely death. Celebration of all. And 40 years, sister, what have you achieved in life? Celebration of what? Untimely death. Celebration of life is after 80 years. After 70, 80, 90, that is celebration of life. But because of spirit of what? Drive. Drive. Our work are driving us. Society is driving us. I must do this to make more money. Do this. So drive. And in the course of it, we become so much distracted. Beloved, I pray that we don't fall into this. Because of this, we are making so many mistakes in our choices, so many mistakes in our decisions, so many mistakes around, and I see people, honestly, we are lost. We are lost in Christ. We are just lost in this world. We are just hot lost. Is there any week that apart from church work, you haven't gone anywhere? You have just sat at home with your family? Is there any week? Is there any day that you just, after every, you just decided to lie down and just sleep and rest? The phone, you must be on phone. You must be on phone. The other day I was quarreling with somebody. I said, you see, what the doctor told me, you see, you are still on phone. You see, you told me that you want to rest. I turned and I watched. The person was on phone. I said, you see, shame unto you. You see, that's the spirit of what? Drive. Lord, deliver us. Our theme this morning is let it end and begin with Christ. Let it end and begin with Christ. Before I mention the test, do you know the two people who live the longest? Two people or three who live the longest? Number one, mad people. I'm telling you, mad people. Mad people. Unless they are knocked down by a car, mad people, they live the longest. Number two, I don't care people. I mean, they eat, they sleep, they wake up. They don't care about anything in life. Nothing worries them. They don't think. They live longer. Do you know the reason why? The cares of life, the tons of stress that the cares of life brings is killing. Mad people don't think. I don't care people, they don't think. They don't worry. Nothing is driving them. They are not conscious of the dress they should wear for people to look at them and appreciate them. They don't care about the car they should drive. They don't care about how people think about them. They live long. There is a woman in my hometown. My mother said she's older than her. My mother said she's older. I went to class one and saw that woman. Slim. Mental. I mean, she is mad, but her madness, I don't know how to call it. Yes, she doesn't eat from rubbish dump, but she's unkempt. That's all. We call her Ajari. I knew that woman from class one. I was shocked about 5 years ago. She died, in fact, she died about 5 years ago. So, about 7 years ago, I was shocked. I was walking with my wife. We went to our hometown. When this lady saw me and mentioned Della. Hey! Because about 25 years, I've not seen her. I was talking with my wife. She said, Della, look, her brains are sharp. Mental. You know, another group of people who live long. The third one. Blind people. Blind people. Blind people, they have long life. You know, they don't see anything that bothers them. I don't know why the Holy Spirit has begun this with us like this. Let's go back. Once again, I welcome each and every one of us. We are back from the regional council, Mama Joyce. Thank you for welcoming us. We had a wonderful regional council meeting. And all the pastors, we are back. We want to thank as many as held the fort. Our Lady Dorcas led on Friday. About 20 people attended the prayer because maybe the pastors were not around. Distraction. Mind taken to somewhere else. Are you sure that you are finished exhausting everything that you have been hearing? In fact, one person, please. Now I am very careful how to celebrate people because you'll be offending people and then you don't know. That's what I've come to realize. So now I am just becoming quiet. Yes. And it is really helping me to understand people. I don't know how to say it. But you see, our chief executive, sometimes when I see her going back and then watching the videos of the 11th hour, you see people going back and watching and listening. These are not distractions. What is there? Have you finished exhausting it? I'm not saying that don't listen to others to build yourself. Before I came here, I was listening to David E. Taylor. You can Google David E. Taylor. I tell you, power! The Holy Spirit himself, he gives me people that I should follow. Samuel Pater. So right now, a lady called Pastor Prissy something. The Holy Spirit himself. The name, sometimes the name will come, it is there. Then I will shout. Yes. When I want to pray more. But you see, you don't need everything. You need as the Holy Spirit is leading you. Yes. Yes, Maliki is confirming. It's true, Daddy. In a village in Oti region, this blind woman really lived long. And Kasa, yes. You see, we need to begin to learn something. Look at how healthy people are dying. Because we are overactive. Overactive. We want to beat life. We die early. Once again, thank you. And God richly bless you. Those who supported us, we are so grateful. In fact, people sent things on my Momo, my support for the regional council meeting and all that. May the Lord bless you, the entire church. May the Lord bless you. We are back. So far, we have about 72 people online this morning. I pray that the numbers will increase. Those who are distracted will come back. You know, the system has become such a way that, you see, everybody is looking for solution. Everybody is looking for, so people are following words. People are following programs. They think my miracle, let me tell you something. Do you know what God is doing? Some people, some prophets will not like me. Look, God is shutting down a certain kind of prophetic ministry. Where people will see you, the pants you are wearing, the so and so, that prophetic ministry is shutting down. God is now building, manifesting through what? Word. Those who have his word. So through the word, miracles are happening. I'm telling you, through the word, because people want, God wants people to listen to him. Because it is in his word. So why, as I'm speaking right now, because you are giving attention, do you know what is happening? Something is being created in you. The word of God is forming something in you. That's the kind of prophetic ministry God is programming now. So those who are going about chasing people, speaking to my life. Now, many words that has been spoken to you since the day you were born. How many have been fulfilled? How many have come to pass? Have you not been sowing seed? You sow and sow and sow. Build an altar. You go to this place. They say, come and sow 10,000. Come and sow 5,000. Come and sow. What haven't you done? Those are words of men. People are prophesying from their delusioned mind, according to Jeremiah. Delusioned heart, minds. Sit down now and listen. Whilst you are listening, something is being built in you. God is building his image and identity in you. Look, yesterday when I was teaching Sunday school teachers, taking them through the seminar, I told them the state in which the word exists. The word exists as what? The sword of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 or so. The sword of the Spirit. So as I'm speaking right now, the sword of the Spirit is coming out. I am addressing Spirit. So if there is anything to be cut off, the sword will cut it off your life. The word of God also exists as a hammer. Hammer. If there is any area to be hammered, the word is hammering. The word also exists as what? Fire. If there is anything to be burnt out, it is burnt out. The word of God also exists as a seed. If there is anything to be planted, it is being planted. The word of God also exists as a mirror. Mirror. So, why, like yesterday after church, somebody came to me. Some people also went to my wife. What pastor prayed today? Mama, it is me, oh. It is me, oh. It is me, oh. It is people came to me. Papa, you were addressing me. In fact, you were, so you see, that's a mirror. So in the word, you see yourself. And then the word, you see, these are the things that are producing miracles. Look, if you don't know that miracles now are in the preaching of the word, miracles now, they are in the preaching of the word. Oh. Change of situations are now what? In the preaching of the word. The attention you are giving to the word that you are listening to. The attention you are giving to it. A miracle is taking place right now in your life. I'm telling you, something is taking place because you have given your attention to it. That is why we continue on Let It End with Jesus. Beloved, Jesus always introduces himself. When he revealed himself to John on the Patmos Island, John the Baptist, in fact, the Lord said, I should tell you, oh God, Father, I thank you. I owe you an offering for this. The Spirit of the Lord says, I should tell you, Lord, it's difficult for me to say it because I am just unworthy. The Spirit of God, I just heard him. Tell them they should listen to my beloved son. Listen to my beloved son. Listen to my beloved son. Listen to what my beloved son and servant is telling you. listening, because I am speaking through him. Lord, I thank you. Who is me, Lord? It is not unto me, but it is unto you. Lord, I'm just flesh and blood. I'm nobody. Lord, it is you. Lord, it is you. I give you all the glory. When Jesus revealed himself to John on the Patmos Island, Father, he has said another one. Tell them, I am confirming my word through you. I am confirming my word in their lives through you. I am confirming my word in their lives through you. I am confirming my word in their lives through you, because I have chosen you to speak for me. 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 Father, who is me, Lord? I give you all the glory. Tell them to hold on to my word. Tell them to hold on to me. Tell them to hold on to my word. Tell them to hold on to me. Tell them to hold on to my word. Tell them to hold on to me. Tell them to hold on to my word. Tell them to hold on to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when Jesus revealed himself to John the Baptist, even today, today's date, today is the 12th February 2024, another prophetic date. I was praying outside when the Lord said, look at today's date. You know that is prophetic. According to biblical numerology, 12/02/2024. I said, wow. This one, when you are under the spirit of drive and distraction, you can never get it. The spirit of drive and distraction, you can never get revelation from God. Because it is driving you. It is driving you into death. It is driving you into failure. It is driving you into places you shouldn't go, into listening to things you shouldn't give attention to. It is distracting you from the real things, from the real solutions. So you don't see. God help us. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, when Jesus revealed himself to John the Baptist, sorry, to John the Apostle, on the Patmos Island. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. Okay, let me start from 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Fine. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Beloved, it must end with Jesus and begin with Jesus. Anytime you see Alpha and Omega, he is the beginning and the end. So everything is inside him. Everything is inside him. Beginning, end, Alpha and the Omega. He who was, is, and is to come. The moment we accepted Jesus Christ, or we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, it must always end. Look, your poverty ended with Jesus. Anything you inherited, it ended with Jesus. Anything you inherited from your ancestors, it ended with Jesus. Every ancestral transfer, generational transfer, it ended with Jesus. It ended there. In Jesus, our new life began. But do you know how we are helping our old life? Do you know how we are helping the things that has been transferred to us? Do you know how we have given them hold? We have given them hold in our mind, in our mouths, in our way of lives. I'm telling you, we have given them hold. Yes, in our lifestyle. Yes, we have given them hold in our mind. Me, this how I am. So, so and so, this. We give them hold. We give poverty hold. We give delays hold. We give fear hold. We give discouragement hold. We are giving it hold. By the way we think. By the way we talk. By the way we live. Instead of saying, no, this thing ended with Christ. It must end. Let me tell you. The reality is that, look, anything that out of which Christ brought us, look, it will still want to follow us. Jesus said, when an unclean spirit is cast out, when it is gone, it will go to the dry places. Then it will say, let me go back and see the house where I am coming from. Let me go back and see. When after Pharaoh released the Israelites, Exodus 14, God said, I will harden his heart. Pharaoh sat down and changed his mind. Ah, what mistake have we done? Let's go back. That is always how it is. The devil never gives up. But do you know why God allows that? It's for you to say, to identify with your end. Identify with your new life in Christ. Say, hey, I am now in Christ. This thing, it ended with Christ. It ended and it must remain ended. It must end here. Look, until the devil sees you, your passion, not passive. People are just living passively as Christians. Satan is not moved by passivity or casual. You know, in Mark chapter 9, when Jesus had taken John, James, and Peter to the mountain of transfiguration, a man brought his son who was suffering from convulsion to the disciples, the nine disciples down there. They were trying, but they couldn't. When Jesus came, immediately he said, bring your son, so, so, and so. The spirit started, manifesting before Christ. And then Christ dealt with it. Later, the disciples were asking, why couldn't we? Jesus said, you of little faith. You of little faith. How long should I be with you? Bring the child. Cast him out. Then later he said, why couldn't we? He said, this one comes out by fasting and what? Prayer. Do you know what they were actually doing? They were passive. They were casting out by casual. It is like we have been asked to do it. So we are doing it. If it were to be today, where mobile phones are around, now people don't go to church with their Bibles. They go to church with their mobile phones. Now, let me ask you, can you mark a scripture on your mobile phone? Can you make notes on your mobile phone? Do you know that your mobile phone can go off? The battery can just go off? Do you know that your phone can seize? No matter what, I go to church with my Bible. I will never. I have a lot of things, commentaries and everything on my phone. I use that for reference. But I will never keep my Bible and my notebook. Never. Let me tell you, before Jesus will come, the world will go back to where it started. I'm telling you. Before Jesus will come, because technology will kill people so much that people will fear. So the world will go back to its origin. Beloved, until we passionately declare that this thing ended with Christ, so it must remain ended. Don't travel with me. I reject you, poverty. I reject you, this spirit. I reject you, this curse. I reject you, this transfer. You cannot continue with me. Aha! That is what Satan wants to hear. That is what the devil and his agents want to hear. That is what they want to hear. That's what they want to hear. Today, the Holy Spirit began with us, with the spirit of drive and distraction that are swallowing people. Do you know what the Lord was telling me? He said, create a simple life. Have a simple mind. Look, many people who are hyping life outside, it is out of stress. I'm telling you. The stress in the system, the driving spirit in the system, people cannot stand it. So they are showing their bodies on Facebook, showing their faces on Facebook, showing everything here. Everybody must see me, so and so. Even the food, their best food, so and so. They put it, it is manifestation of stress, depression. It is manifestation of lack of fulfillment. I'm telling you. Look, there are several ways that people are manifesting these things. So some men, they go for another girlfriend. They go for another girlfriend. People become politicians. They want to become a chief. It is an expression of a lack. They lack something. So they want to, they begin to buy things. New car, new house, new so and so. It is all mismanagement of stress. The Lord was telling me. They don't know how to manage stress. They begin to sew new clothes. They begin to buy new things. Mobile phone is not yet old. Oh, they go. They buy a new one. They buy a new one. They do this. It's all manifestation of stress, depression. But the Lord taught me how to manage it. Kayaba, yaba, yaba, yaba. Hey, put on worship song. Worship songs, speak in tongues, travel to Aburi Mountains, go to Amejofe Mountains, view nature, appreciate nature, slow down life. The Lord was telling me, teaching me how to slow down, otherwise you will not live your years. You will not live your years. Slow down life. So that you live a little longer. We want to pray right now. Say, Lord, we thank you for today.
We thank you for today.
We thank you for another day.
We thank you for another day.
We thank you for life to live.
We thank you for life to live.
We say it is by you.
We say it is by you.
It is by your grace.
It is by your grace.
It is by your grace.
It is by your
Lord,
grace.
It is by your grace.
Lord, it is by your
Lord,
grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Lord, it is by your
Lord,
grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Lord, it is by your
Lord,
grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Lord, it is by
Lord,
your grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Lord, it is by your
Lord,
grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Lord, it is by your grace.
Shakataka barabashanda kabaya.
We are alive today.
Ababalaka rabashanda kabaya.
Following, oh God, it is by your grace that we have entered the studio. Yes, to be part of this prayer. It is by your grace, Lord. It is by your grace. Daddy, it is by your grace. Lord, it is by your grace. It is by your grace. It is by your grace. We give you glory. We thank you, our Father. We celebrate you this morning. Father, we thank you for the abundance of
in Jesus' mighty name.
Released upon our lives. Amen.
We are going to declare that Lord, shield us from the spirit of drive and the spirit of distraction. I saw something last weekend and I had to make some calls. You know, let me say this. Now, it is difficult to talk. When you are talking, you need to be careful. But let me say this. There is no problem, everyone online, there is no problem of yours that no one here on earth has the solution. I'm telling you, like a church, come and stand there, open up, tell everybody, talk. What do you see about me? This is my situation. What, look, as everybody is talking, one person will give you the solution. I'm telling you. As people are just talking their mind. Oh, look. Some people will hit some points. And that is the solution. But we are in the days that you can't talk about people's issues. There was a time I look at this lady. I don't know whether it was my mind. You see, my problem is that sometimes I can't tell whether it is God or it is my mind, because my mind also works a lot. I just said, this lady, if she doesn't take care, she won't live. Oh, she will not live long. You can see drive. A woman of activity. The husband is just calm. One time we went to a place, we were sitting. Oh, before you realize, the woman has gotten up. This, that. The husband turned to me. I turned to him. We just smile at each other. And I touch him. And I say, may God give you grace. He said, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. The woman cannot just sit. Last weekend was her 1 week. She was dead. Last weekend was her 1 week. She was dead. Activity. Crack, crew, crack, crew, crack, crack, crack. She was dead. Drive. I am talking about a Christian who, a deaconess in the church. Serious Christian. But drive. Distraction. Drive. Say, my Father in heaven. Deliver us from the spirit of drive.
From the spirit of drive.
And distraction.
Shield
us, Lord.
Lord, shield us.
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 Shield us, Lord.
Shield us,
Lord. Shield us, Lord.
Shield us, Lord. Shield us, Lord.
Let us not become victims.
Let us not become victims.
Let us not become victims.
Let us
not become victims.
Let us not become victims.
Let us not become victims.
Yes,
let us not become victims.
Let us not become victims.
Lord, shield us.
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 Deliver us, O Lord.
Isha kabaraka takaba italabasha.
Father, shield us.
Lord, shield us. Lord, deliver us, O God, from the spirit of drive and distraction. We are not victims.
We
are not victims.
We are not victims.
We are not victims of the spirit of drive and distraction. 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 We are not your victims. 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 We are not your victims.
We are not your victims.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Le papa rakata kabaya.
We declare you spirit of drive,
you spirit of drive
and distraction.
And distraction.
We are not your victims.
We are not your victims.
We are not your victims. I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim. We are not your victims.
I am not your victim.
We are not your victims.
Rapapa rakata kaba itale bekerebo shakata. We are children of God. We cannot be your victims. You spirit of drive and distraction. We cannot be your victims. We are not your victims. We are not your victims. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are not your victims. We will never be your victims. Yes, your spirit. Yes, that drives us. Yes, Lord, that distracts us. We will not be your victims. We are not your victims. We refuse to be your victims. In the name of Jesus Christ,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord was telling me the reason why the devil is in the spirit of drive and distraction, so that you miss the voice of God, so that you miss the direction of God, so that you miss the instructions of God. Do you know why the Bible says we walk with God, we don't run with God? Walk with God. When you are walking, you are seeing where your steps are stepping. But when you are running, you don't see things around you. When you are running, you don't see the traps. But when you are walking, you are seeing. So we walk with God. We don't run with God. But now, with the spirit of drive, is driving people. Distraction. Drive. Driving. So even when God is speaking, you can't hear. Even when God is warning you, look, people say they can't hear. God is speaking, oh. God is speaking the loudest. God is directing. God is giving instructions. But because of a driving mind, a driving spirit, a driving attitude, some of us, that's why God sometimes allows some malaria. Allow some sickness, a little mosquito to bite you so that he put you down. So that those days that you are resting, your mind is resting. Yes, drive is killing. Distraction is taking lives. Gone too soon at 40 is an error. What a shock at 35 is an error. Celebration of life at 60. Celebration of life at 65 is an error. Celebration of life is after 80. Is after 80. That is celebration of life. That's why a little thing, you were just walking before you realize your ankle just twisted. You can't walk again. Sit at home 1 week. It is to deliver you from the spirit of drive. Yes. To deliver you from the spirit of what? Drive. You rest. When have you sat down with your husband and children just to talk and laugh? That is real life. That is real life. You find the husband sitting with his friend drinking. You see the wife also somewhere. It is not life, oh. It is not life in Christ, oh. Or on phone. They are all sitting down. Somebody is telling me on phone. Yes. On phone. They are all sitting down. Children, everybody, on phone. When our phone just somewhere and people are just sitting, watching something and just all of them laughing, that is life. That is real life. But the devil has introduced another life. That is killing us prematurely. I'm taking 10 more minutes of your time. Say 2024.
I deliver myself
from the spirit of drive and distraction. 2024. I deliver. Shakata kabarakata. Abakata kabayakata.
I deliver myself in the name of Jesus. I deliver myself, yes Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare and decree. That it ended with Christ.
It ended with Christ. Any ancestral transfer, suffering, family transfer, let it end with Christ.
Any experience that I am going through, which is a transfer from my parents, from my father's side, mother's side.
My mother's
any
side.
Negative
any
happening.
Negative
any
happening.
Pattern.
Any pattern.
Any cycle.
Any cycle.
Of events.
Of events.
Negative events.
Negative
in my life.
In my
that
life.
Has been transferred
that
to
has
me.
Been transferred
you must
to
end
me.
In Christ.
You must end
you
in
must
Christ.
End today.
You must
it
end
must
today.
End today.
It must end today.
I declare.
Today.
You
I
must
declare
end
you
that.
You
must end that.
You must end
that. You must end
you
that.
Must end
because
I
am a covenant child of God.
Child
I am in
God.
Christ.
I am in
I am
Christ.
Born again.
I am
so
born
you
again.
Must end that.
So you must
you cannot
end.
Manifest yourself.
You cannot manifest
in Christ,
yourself.
You cannot.
You cannot manifest
any sickness,
yourself.
Any sickness,
any family sickness,
any ancestral sickness,
any ancestral
parental sickness,
parental sickness, parental
disease
that has been transferred,
any
situation
that has been transferred,
that is manifesting,
it
must die now,
let
it die now in Christ,
it
must die now in Christ,
let
it die now in Christ, yes Lord,
let
it end in Christ, let it
end
now.
Now.
Let it
I
die
am a new
now.
Creation
I am
Christ.
A new
according
creation
to the word of
Christ.
God.
According to the word
now.
Of God, yes,
it
oh Lord.
End
it
now.
Must end
it must
now.
End now.
It must end
it must
now.
Die now.
Yes, it must,
it must
die
end
now.
Now.
It must die now. Yes,
barakata kaba itale be erebu sekere bazanda.
Anything from transfer. My
Ile
family line from my parents to me in the
kabaya.
Name of Jesus Christ. It must
bara.
Die now. It must die now. It must die now.
Kalababa.
It must die
any
now.
Delays.
Let any delay, yes Lord,
any delay,
stagnation,
any slowness,
any late arrival,
any late arrival, hostility,
any ancient hatred,
any ancient.
Yes, Lord. That is
transferred
into
any disappointment, any setback, any late arrival, any premature death, any misfortune, any accident, whatever it is, transferred from my family line to me, it must die now in Christ.
You must die now in Christ. I declare and decree that it ended
yes,
with Christ. Any ancestral generational family transfer that I am suffering in the name of Jesus, let it end with Christ now. Let it die with Christ. Let it die with Christ. Let it end with Christ. Let it end with Christ. Let it end with Christ. All negative transfers from my family line, let them end with Christ now. In the name of Jesus Christ, any negative transfer from my family line,
sickness
or disease, lateness, yes,
every negative transfer,
yes, Lord. I reject it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare that Jesus has paid the price.
That Jesus has paid the price.
Jesus has paid the price.
Jesus has paid the
Jesus
price.
Jesus has paid my price.
Jesus has paid my price.
He has paid.
He has paid.
He has paid.
He has
paid.
Paid with
he has paid. He has paid.
He has paid with
he has
his
paid
suffering.
With his life.
He has paid,
he has
with,
paid
his
with his life.
He has,
he has paid for me.
Yes.
He has paid for me.
For me
to live a
to
better
live
life.
A better
to live a progressive life.
To
live a healthy life.
For me
to live a victorious life. To
live
a peaceful life. He has paid.
He has paid.
He has paid.
He has paid.
Jesus has paid.
Jesus has
he has paid the full price.
He has paid the full price.
He has paid the full price. Full price.
Yes,
for me
Lord.
To live a better
for
life.
Me to live a better
for my marriage
life.
To work
for
well.
For my marriage to
for
work
my husband
well.
To love
for
me.
For my husband
for my
to
wife
love
to love me.
For my life
for my
to
children
progress.
To be good children.
Yes, for my
yes.
children to
for
be
my
good children.
For my business to work.
For my
for my investment to work.
For my investment to work.
It is
yes, Lord. Jesus
has paid the price.
He
has paid the price. He has paid the price. For me to live heaven on earth, 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 for me to live heaven on earth. Jesus has paid. From now, I must live
heaven on
earth. I must live
heaven on
earth. I must live heaven on earth.
I must live
heaven on earth. Jesus came to pay for me to live. Heaven on earth for me to live. Heaven on earth for me to live.
Heaven on earth
for me to live.
Heaven on earth
for me to live.
A heavenly life.
A heavenly life.
A heavenly life.
A heavenly life. Somebody need to write that. That Jesus has paid
for me to live.
A heavenly life.
A heavenly life.
A heavenly life.
Here on earth.
Like he came to live.
Like
he came to live.
A heavenly life.
Jesus was never sick.
Jesus
was never poor.
He was
Jesus never lacked.
Jesus
he
never lacked.
Yes, oh my God, what a revelation.
Jesus never lacked.
Kana Baba. Somebody should write it. Jesus has come to pay the price.
He came to pay
for
the
us
price
to live.
For us to live.
Heavenly life.
Heavenly life.
Here on earth.
Here on
heavenly
earth.
Life.
Heavenly
here
life.
On earth.
Here on
like
earth.
He lived.
Like
when he was here.
When
he never
here.
Lacked
he never
anything.
Lacked.
Anything that he was to provide,
he, was to
he
provide.
Knew how to provide.
He knew how to,
he knew how to get it.
He knew how to get it.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Lord.
The price has been paid. The debt
Jesus has
been paid.
The price for me to live a healthy, long, prosperous, and fulfilling life. Jesus has paid that price. He
Ali
paid
Araba
with his life. He paid with his blood. He paid by dying
in
on the cross.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I promise you 10 minutes. I've taken your 10 minutes. God bless you. Let's continue like this. You see, this is how we are to live. This is how we are to pray. When Satan hears you declaring this with passion, he stays away. I'm telling you, he stays away. What that area of your life that is not working? And say, no! This thing, this situation, you ended with Christ. You must end. You must die. You cannot prevail. You cannot travel with me. You cannot accompany, you cannot live with me in Christ. I am not sharing Christ with you. No! You will testify to me.
Amen.
I'm telling you. You will tell me something.
Yes,
you will call me and tell me something. You say, hey, Pastor, look, miracles, eh? Look, they just happened. You don't work them. Oh. You don't work them. You can't explain miracle. Before you realize, the experience has changed. You didn't do any. You don't know what you did. That's our advantage in Christ.
Mm.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And beloved, this is a teaching time. This is all that God can do for us. The rest is for you and I to take over. And carry it on. And I'm telling you, God wants you to be part of the testimony. That was why after creation, he brought Adam in to become part, a co-creator. A cohort creator. He said, Adam, name the animals. That one I will not do for you. Name it. God wants you to be a co-creator of your testimony. And how do you become a co-creator? Declare with your mouth. By passion. Declare what you believe. Like Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood said, if only I touch the garment. What she said within or she thought, she acted it and she got it. Yes, declare and act. And you call me and give me the testimony. You are blessed.
Amen.
Until we meet again, I say, remain in the blessings of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, Please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.